Increased volume of gas has started flowing through the West African gas pipeline from Nigeria. The public relations officer of the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer, who made this known in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the increased volume was made possible by the coming into force of the lateral lines linking Asogli and others along the main line. He assured Ghanaians of the ministry's efforts to collaborate with NGAS and the West Africa Gas Pipeline for constant flow of gas.
Yes, we have had increased volumes of gas coming as of Friday. We had as much as about 60 million standard cubic feet of gas. In fact, that has enabled Asogli to start running. As of Friday, when the Minister of Energy and Petroleum, Honorable Emmanuel Amakufibua, went to visit Asogli generation plant, he was informed that, in fact, we did see the generators working and they were producing 141 megawatts, the 200 megawatts that they are supposed to be producing. Information is that by the close of today, when the volumes increase, they should be able to do all the 200 megawatts. Besides that, we have VRA also powering some of their units in Tema, using the natural gas from Nigeria. So yes, the volumes have been increasing and our generation plants are gradually using the fuel instead of crude oil to generate power.
Any assurance that there will be constant flow of gas?
In fact, the minister has indicated very clearly that he is going to, and in fact he has already started working closely with the West African Gas Pipeline Company, WAPCO, and then NGAS, the suppliers of the gas, to ensure that we have continuous supply of gas. In fact, his position is that not only are we interested in continuous flow of gas, but we want to, the gas should be at the levels of what we call the contractual volumes, the volumes that have been agreed by NGAS and Government of Ghana to ensure that we have at least around 120 million standard cubic feet of gas every day.
So, Public Relations Officer, the Ministry of Energy, Edward Bauer.